Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of Grub Buds, the kind of the holiday special, episode 3. Of course, as always, I'm joined by, it seems every single time I'm joined by Joe up here in the top left. I'm joined by Aaron over here on the right. Owen down in the bottom left. Owen Dom, who I do the Dom That's True podcast with. We're not here to promote that one. And then me, Truman Singh. Welcome in. You know, we're of course streaming live here on twitch.tv/steammachine. And we're, you know, we're ready to rock. So what are we going to do today? Well, the Grub Buds are, you know, we're changing our brand, guys, just a bit. For the holiday special, we're going to do what everybody does at the holidays, and we're going to drink a little bit. Because what really interested us, that's come out in the last few weeks, or I guess this month, I don't know. As we all learned, they've been fairly hard to get.
Yeah, it was like it was 2 weeks ago, and that was when they went on sale. That's when we should have done it.
Right, but
that's what it should have happened.
So what we're
that
gonna
was
try,
the McRib.
Right. So what we're gonna try is the Bud Light Holiday Seltzer Pack, and so what it is you know, alcoholic seltzers have been all the rage in 2020. One of the only good things that come out of 2020, honestly. I like the seltzer. I like the seltzer trend. I kicked beer. I'm now just drinking seltzers. I drink beer every now and again still. I'm not. But beside the point, the Christmas flavors of the seltzer, you know, normally you've got your orange or your pineapple or black cherry's a big one, I know, with the hip kids
mango
and stuff like that. Mango's a big one with the kids, for sure. But when we switch over to Christmas mode, we've got things like ginger snap, peppermint, apple crisp, and cranberry. Cranberry's the interesting one. I feel like they kind of just were like, you know what? What about a random fruit? What about one we can definitely rely on to be good? Because, like, cranberry's in their other packs. But, so what I'm going to do is, so we don't have a bias towards one or the other. We're not going to start with one and get towards the end. We're going to go just a random one. I've got them all just in a pile down here. I'm just going to grab one. So what we're starting off with is, big reveal, peppermint patty.
Thank God.
The peppermint patty.
He takes off.
It seems that Owen left his upstairs in the fridge. I'm a little concerned about the peppermint flavor. You know, obviously we've had fruits, you know, they're like normal, but I'm worried about things like peppermint being a good drink. I don't know if I've ever had a good peppermint drink in general. Joe, have you ever had a good peppermint drink? You ever had a good peppermint drink, Joe?
Well, I've never had the peppermint patty from Archer, so I don't think I have enough. I've never had a peppermint drink, so I don't think I have.
He returns. Owen has returned with his peppermint seltzer. I hope he grabbed the peppermint one, or I'll have to go all the
You're
way
muted.
Back upstairs. But
he's muted.
The quote of 2020 is, your mic's
time.
Not on.
It is now.
Okay. Yeah, I know. But
it's going to be a lot quicker next time. Don't have to open the box. So just want to get that out there.
Owen, have you ever had a good peppermint? Have you ever had a good peppermint drink before we knock into
the
first?
The only coffee I drink is peppermint mochas. That's it.
Okay. Aaron, have you ever had a good peppermint drink?
I really enjoy putting peppermint schnapps in kind of a Bailey's mix, maybe hot chocolate. So I'd go with that.
Okay, all right. Okay, I can get behind that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's crack open these bad boys, huh? Oh. All right.
Got good sound.
So
Aaron, who has already decanted his Bud Light Holiday Seltzer.
One of the things that could become a problem by the end of this podcast, we're going to try to do basically one seltzer per news story. You know the format here. We've got four people generally. Everybody has one weird news story throughout the week, or, you know, fairly recent times that we found and we brought here and we're going to read and we'll all comment on it. But this year's, we have four different flavors to try and four different news stories. So cheers. Starting off with the peppermint patty. Here we go.
Huh. You know that tastes exactly like a peppermint patty.
Yeah.
Why did they put chocolate in this?
Is that what it is? Is it the chocolate that's throwing me
off?
Yeah,
because a peppermint patty is a peppermint mousse and dipped in chocolate.
Oh man.
This one's gonna be hard.
Well, they're all hard seltzers, Joe.
I agree.
No, this one's going to be worse than the rest. How about that?
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think
it's as bad as you guys think it is.
I think you like this more than we do.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, man, yeah, that's... No,
Truman, how mean are we allowed to be during this?
I mean, you know, you're scathing. I don't, we're not sponsored. If they want to sponsor me, that's fine, but...
Oh, no, not towards the product.
Oh.
Or that guy.
Hey, hold on. Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
This whole operation was your idea. Wait on.
How mean you want to be towards Owen's up to Owen. I don't care about Owen's feelings, you know. In case you don't listen to the podcast on Tuesdays, you think I care about Owen's feelings? Not at this point.
Well, I think I know why Owen likes it. I feel like this is what dick tastes like.
All right. Maybe we're not just going to throw out. You're just guessing on that? You're just guessing on that? Is that what it? All right. This is an insane start to the podcast. Maybe alcohol is a bad choice, Joe. Maybe you're suspended, Joe. Maybe next week. You know what? Just for that, Joe, I'm going to make you read the first news story while you drink that peppermint patty, and you think about what you did. You think about it. Okay. You think about what you said to your friends.
Okay, all right. Well, my news story
is
that some lady in Australia bought a winning lottery ticket. She bought the $1, what's it called? Sheep Thrills lottery ticket, and
sheep?
She won the jackpot.
Sheep? As in?
Like
as
the
in,
animal. As in things they have in Australia, yeah.
Oh. Well, they've got sheep everywhere. Sheep
Thrills ticket, and she won the $10,000 jackpot. The funny part of this story, she only bought it because she needed to reach the $5 limit to use her credit card.
That's impressive.
Imagine going out for a pack of smokes, don't actually know what the other thing was. Pack of smokes, and you're like, ah, shit, I need another dollar. And so you buy a lottery ticket, and you end up winning 10 grand. That's the best pack of smokes you'll ever buy.
That's just about as lottery as lottery gets.
And as everything, every good news story happens throughout, like, this season or in December, it's always, wow, what a great Christmas present. I'm sorry. All the cheesy good news articles literally always feature a quote. It's like, you know what? I didn't know about this Christmas. But, you know what? This is pretty nice. Pretty nice Christmas present, you ask me.
Yeah, my little brother's birthday is on the 22nd, which is tomorrow. So, the amount of times I personally said or heard other people say, "Happy early Christmas present, Mom," when my little brother was born, it's too much.
Yeah,
kind of cringe looking back on it.
Think about how your mom feels about that, huh? You didn't even have the child. It's not even your gift, and you're annoyed by it. Think about your poor mom.
Think about it. She still has him.
Yeah.
Think about that. All you want for Christmas is like an Xbox or like a cool sports jersey. Your mom got a fourth child. You thought about that?
Yeah,
huh?
It's kind of rough.
I can't imagine. You know, me and my twin were the third and fourth children. And, you know, luckily we didn't come around Christmas because I couldn't imagine ruining a holiday like that. You know? Your brother's kind of inconsiderate. I'm just saying. We came around Valentine's Day. You know what? But we were the third and fourth, so, you know, were we ruining romance? I don't know. But as far as...
Valentine's Day, December 22nd.
Not quite.
No, that's
not
me,
quite,
Owen.
That's Owen. That's Joe. Joe's born
that's
on November
me.
14th.
November
so,
14th.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a Valentine's Day.
Like clockwork, I would say. Yeah, as for your lottery ticket story, which is the topic we're on,
which is what we started talking about.
I don't know, man. I've bought dumb stuff at anywhere to hit the minimum. You know, you buy your friends drinks at a bar because your drink's not enough for the credit card, or you know, shots, or man, a lot of these things are alcohol related. But
no, but
he has a problem.
I remember specifically a couple times, you know, we go to ShotStop. ShotStop has a $15 minimum. You go, hey, guys, I have the shots for here because none of us are going to be able to pay otherwise because we're college kids and we don't have cash.
Right. So you go. So
Except
you
then
get
your friend
the
then
bar.
Goes and pays for his own drinks anyway because he wants to be, I don't know, independent.
Oh, my gosh. And he ruins the whole thing? Yeah, dude, let's not talk about it.
You know, but that being said, never have I bought a drink for you guys. And been handed $10,000 back. So,
exactly.
I'm not saying you guys owe me, but I'm not saying you don't owe me.
Well, I mean, I thought Thursdays were payment.
All right, we don't need to talk about Thursdays.
We don't talk about Thursdays here.
All right. So of course, as everybody says, at it, with the good news story around Christmas, the woman said it was a blessing right before Christmas. She said it shaved a year off of her 5-year goal to own a house.
Oh, well, that's awesome. That is very good.
That is nice. $50,000 was the shot after 5 years to own the house.
She's saving a down payment and make sure you can pay for it for a little bit.
You're not owning a house, right? You're just living in a house that the bank owns. But, I mean, still, you know, shout out to her. $10,000 on a dumb gas station purchase. Always nice. You know.
Yeah, just about as good as it gets, man.
Yeah.
Also would like to point out that she called it a scratchy.
Yeah, that's everywhere else except
glanced over, looked at these scratchies.
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to go off the go on British terms right now? We could go on a lot of British terms.
No,
right
that's
now.
Australian.
Crispity, crunchy, munchy,
but
snap,
well,
snap.
I mean,
well, yeah, but Australians call flip flops thongs, so take that how you will.
Everywhere else calls them thongs. A lot of
thong
places
sandal.
Call them thongs.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's still weird.
But they also call parking lots car parks.
No, those are parking garages, I thought.
No, they call them car parks.
And then,
well, if you're from Boston, you call the thing that starts your car pants.
Was it grocery carts or trolleys?
Oh, they call them buggies. They call those buggies.
I thought they call them trolleys.
Trolleys is British. Buggies is Australian, I believe.
Interesting. What does everybody call shooters? I've heard shooters called so many things, even in the U.S. Like, that's a regional thing.
I don't know. I've only ever called them shooters.
All right. I don't know. Let's finish. Let's power through. Everybody, you know, let's talk about the peppermint real quick. What's everybody's feelings on this peppermint seltzer? Give me your final opinion. Actually, you know what? Chug it and then give me your final opinion.
Just if mine was colder, it would probably be better. I think it's probably a 5 out of 10.
Oh, man.
I like the way it smells.
It smells great. It smells like Christmas.
It smells like a peppermint patty.
I've never wanted to blend a peppermint patty and drink it before. But now I know what it'd be like, and it's the reason I never did it.
Yo, Truman, you just brought up a good point, though. If you made a peppermint shake and used this as the liquid, that might be worth it.
Maybe if it had a little ice cream in it. Maybe. Yeah, if it was ice cream, we're talking different things, but it's just water.
Right, you would need like candy canes and some peppermint and like vanilla bean ice cream, and then you use this instead of milk. I think that might be rather good.
Okay, all right.
Instead of milk, you gotta get the creamy from somewhere. I guess there is ice cream.
So, Owen, to be fair, we generally do things out of 100. What are you giving out of 100?
Oh, out of
100? Be a teacher for me for a second right now.
Probably a 50, honestly. It's...
Okay.
Straight up. It's not good, but I don't think it's terrible. But it's definitely not good. So actually, I'm going to adjust down to a 42. I'm going to go to 42.
All right. Yeah, because somebody was pointing out in the chat that it was still a 5. They're like, you didn't change anything. All right, Joe, give me your score out of 100.
Well, let's see. Given that... I'll give you this. At least it's over quick. Like, while it's in your mouth, you're like, this tastes terrible. And then you swallow it and it just disappears. And it doesn't taste terrible anymore. So... I give it 30s. Like I'm going to go about a 30, 33, 34.
An ironic.
It was pretty bad.
An ironic description coming from the guy talking about dick jokes earlier. Aaron, can you give me your grade for it?
Yeah, I actually really liked it. I think one thing that would make the difference is if we were eating it with or drinking it with a snack of some sort that is Christmas themed, like peppermint covered pretzels or
like a cookie,
some sort of cookie to kind of balance it out. I think if it would pair with desserts very well, so I'm giving it a 65.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. All right, above 50. I did not enjoy that much. I don't know, it's like if you were chewing peppermint gum and everything went poorly, like, you know, when people eat spearmint gum and then they chew spearmint gum, they don't eat it. But then they drink water. They're like, wow, coldest water ever. And they're like, yeah. And then, but the issue here is that it's like if you had peppermint gum and then it was like the worst thing ever once you drank water. That's how I feel about this right now. It's just not. And maybe you're right. Maybe if we're drinking it, meeting it with sweet treats or something, you know, it had to go past some kind of like audience testing and being like, hey, yeah, this is a great flavor. I don't know who's it for. Apparently it's for Owen and Aaron here. But for me, I'm going to put this. I'm going to put it at a 22.
Ooh, yeah, that's low.
Out of 100. Oh. What were you going to say, Aaron? Owen, sorry.
It's just, I feel like that first, the initial taste is good. That's fine. Right. But then you get that aftertaste, and I don't think the aftertaste is very good. I don't know what they were thinking with the chocolate flavor. If they would have avoided putting the chocolate in, I think it would have been fine. And they would have focused on a sharper peppermint. I think they would have been fine. But I think it's just the chocolate flavor that makes it, that brings it down below 50.
Yeah, I think it's the hint of chocolate. That's the weird part. All right. So normally we go in a clockwise motion. So Aaron, you'll be the next news story. But let's find out what our next seltzer is. Ooh, this could be anything. Apple crisp.
Ooh, I'm excited for this one.
Owen again is running upstairs.
Run.
Sorry for everybody listening on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you find your podcast. Owen, after every story, or he has to find out what can it is and then run upstairs and grab the can. Which, like, or maybe he's running to the garage, because I know I'm pretty sure he's got a fridge downstairs, and it's over by his stairs.
I was gonna say, there's got to be a fridge somewhere close by.
All right, so let's crack it open while we wait on Owen.
I'm just running to the storage room. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going. Okay. Ooh.
I like the smell of this one more than the peppermint one.
So again, the smells of all of them.
This one smells amazing.
Again, the smells are all of them. All of them are great. This one smells straight up like apple pie. It's got that. Or it's like a it's got that hint of cinnamon. It smells like. Did you ever get those cinnamon apples at lunch at school?
Oh yeah, those shits were so good.
It smells like that. That's what.
Like the rings, dude. Like the little it's like little slices. Oh, those shits were so good, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's what it.
Oh.
That's what I'm smelling right now.
All right, so wait. Just to confirm, we are doing apple crisp, right? I'm not
apple,
crazy.
Apple crisp, okay. Yes.
Do I No, we're doing cranberry. It just smells like apple pie.
Man, I don't know.
All right. Okay, here we go.
That's rather good.
That's not bad.
I like it.
That's good. Not bad. Yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna lie to you. I've had some of these before, and I wasn't as big of a fan on the of a fan on the apple crisp the first time, but that's nice.
I like how it's the like cinnamon or like the actual spices that stick around in the aftertaste.
It finishes nicely. It's got a good finish to it.
That's rather good. I like this. That's great. Yeah. I like this a lot. I'm a huge apple cider guy, so I'm getting big apple cider vibes while it's still maintaining the flavor of a seltzer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Truman,
the reason I think that people might not like this is you smell it, and it tastes like those super sugary apples. But then you taste it, and it's more like the tart apple. Mm-hmm. Its smell has more sugar in it than the actual taste does. Might be the only problem I have with this drink.
This might possibly be the best apple alcoholic beverage I've ever had.
No, yeah, this is great.
I think that's
No, bad. Wait, sorry, wait, sorry, wait, hold on. I am partial to Apple Crown, but if I just had to drink Apple Crown, like...
Not sponsored.
Yeah, oh, trust me. Crown, you want to sponsor me? I'll drink anything you want. I'll even drink that terrible mesquite whiskey you put out.
Black Label.
Black Label's one of those things. If you drink anything that's black something out of a liquor place, it's normally going to be way stronger, way more grown up. You shouldn't be taking shots of it or mixing with anything. And Crown Black Label is certainly one of those things where you're like, oh, I'll put it in Coke. Fucking
no,
don't.
This apple crisp, dude, this is good.
This is good.
I like this.
Mm-hmm. Now, Truman, I have a challenge for you at some other point. Apple Crown in apple juice.
That's probably delicious.
Mixed in with the apple crisp.
Nah, no. Leave this out of it.
Well, Crown with Sprite's one of those things, very good.
I've heard that Crown with Mountain Dew is also really good.
That's what it
was. Mountain Dew was engineered to be a whiskey mixer.
Mixer.
Fun fact.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I did not know.
Hell yeah.
Very true. All right.
Man, I wouldn't have learned that if I wouldn't have appeared on this episode of Grub Buds, so the more you know.
Hashtag whiskey facts from the Sud Buds this episode. Aaron.
The Sud Buds.
What's your news story about, Aaron?
Yes, sir. All right. So it's kind of funny, but Joe and I both have a story about lotteries. So my news story is about the El Gordo. I mean, obviously, I just repeated the there because El means the and Gordo means big one, fat one, whichever you think.
I've been called El Gordo many a times.
The fat one.
Right. Well,
in both ways.
This is a different El Gordo because it's the lottery that is in Spain. It is the second oldest lottery in the world and the largest one in the world. It's very interesting. Because,
yeah, we learned about this in Spanish class.
Yeah. I remember learning about it in Spanish class a little, and then I found a story about it where, you know, we have the COVID going on. So they have to limit the amount of people in spaces. Spain is also not doing super hot with COVID-19 right now. Those cases are rising. So the article just kind of went through how there are authorities that are adjusting the amount of people allowed to go to the ticket places. It's really just interesting in general. So I just wanted to like brush over like the history of it and everything like that, and then like bring it back here because so El Gordo started in 1812 and it's happened every year since then. Yeah, the War of 1812, which it didn't have anything to do with El Gordo.
Maybe
hey, Spain helped us out. Spain helped us out a little bit.
Yeah, because the lottery pissed them off. They had to go get their pent up feelings on it.
Yeah, basically war bonds at that point, right? I don't know.
It's so obvious.
Yeah. So it started in 1812. It's happened every time since then. Every year, including like when they've had the dictator, Francisco Franco, he allowed it to happen. The plague of 1918, they still were able to hold it, as well as
the plague of 2020. As well,
yeah. No the joke. Plague
Don't
of 2022.
Don't forget the Spanish Civil War.
Yes, that's what I was. The other events I was trying to think of.
Hey, I know we hate each other, but if we could stop real quick, I gotta go buy some lotto tickets. That'd be great.
Right. It moved with where the war was worst. If it wasn't like very, if there wasn't a lot of fighting going on in one part of the country, it moved there. During the Spanish Civil War, which is really interesting. And so the reason why it's so big is that the numbers and the amount of people that participate means that the numbers are recreated 170 times. So the winning numbers, there could be 170 of them sold out to people. So that decreases the pot overall, but those winners will most likely take home around $4 million. And then... Yeah, or 4 million euros. Sorry, I forgot. This is, we are in Spanish. Europe.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, in Espanol. So, yeah, we have approximately 170 winners like that. And then you don't have to get all of the numbers to still get money. You still can get money from the numbers that you have on your card. If they have most of the numbers, then it's possible that you will get part of that pot as well.
Right.
And then
similar to the US. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I wasn't sure if that was necessarily the case, but I think that's pretty cool too.
If you have five out of the six in the US, you get like, I think
like 200,000 or
like
something,
the big payout. And I think five out of the six is like, it's like 10%. It's like a much smaller number, but no one's going to be upset with $15,000. So,
by the way, somebody in the chat suggested that we take shots of tequila as a palate cleanser, in case you guys are wondering.
No.
I don't know about that one, folks.
I'm going to assume that that's either Tanner or Rory, and whichever of them it are, it is.
Is it Sarah?
You'd be wrong. Off. No, you'd all be wrong. All right, Aaron, sorry. Keep on, sorry.
No. Wait, then who is it?
That's mystery. Okay. Yeah, the tickets are expensive. They are 200 euros, but... what happens is that you can buy shares of a ticket, which I think is really interesting. I love finance. I love stocks. So it's basically just stock trading at that point. So you can buy 20 euros worth of a ticket, and then you would get obviously a tenth of that. as well as for the smaller villages in Spain. Like, they'll buy maybe one ticket and then like split it into hundreds. So people would pay $2 for a hundredth of a ticket, which you're still getting 40,000, 4,000. I am not doing the math right now.
40,000 for also, 100th of a ticket, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, and then the last fun part is there's a consolation prize called La Pedrea. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly.
No, La Pedrea, you got it.
Yeah, all right. 1,794 of these are given, approximately, depending on how many tickets are bought. And it's just 1,000 euros to just someone who doesn't have any of the numbers at all. It's really interesting. So you could win that. And then the drawing is really cool too. Everybody watches their TV that night, and they have kids singing the numbers of the drawings as they come out. It's like a 3 to 4 hour. It has the same amount of viewers as like the college football, like bowl. Like there's like everybody's just gathered around. And yeah, just huge. Watching these kids sing these numbers, I think it's really awesome.
And the next number is...
Even added on by Joe cutting out in the middle of singing. But I appreciate the attempt. You know what? I'll assume you stayed on pitch the entire time.
I added a little vibrato.
It was the vibrato that we lost. I'm sorry. You know what, Aaron? That sounds great. you know, the only gambling that my family does around Christmas time is me and my dad betting on bowl games and then yelling at the TV all Christmas while people try to open gifts. That's
Damn
basically
it,
all.
Baylor!
Yeah, right. So it's kind of nice to have something that the whole nation does that kind of unites people. And then, you know, it's like watching a Christmas movie, except it's children singing whether or not you're going to win millions of dollars. That sounds like a great Christmas tradition.
Yeah.
That I think anyone should be able to get behind. I want a Christmas lottery other than just our regular lottery. I know we do a full year lottery, but you know what? I'm advocating for it. I'm starting it. The first Christmas lottery. Come to me, buy tickets. If you win, I'll give you a Bud Light seltzer. How about that? $5 a ticket.
Aaron did the thing.
All right. he's back. Wait, he's back in. All right.
Oh, he's back.
So, wait. I guess... How does everybody?
Around the order.
Yeah, sorry for everybody. Again, people listening, not on the video. Aaron, we lost Aaron, but now he's back. He's in. There he is. Very
he's
cute.
Back. He's
very
back.
Functional. Very nice. All right. Yeah. I don't know, man. A Christmas gambling tradition sounds like something that could really unite a country. And you know what? I'm pushing. It's America should do it.
Yeah, it's like
it.
So, and then we learned about this in like several of my Spanish classes that I took in college, and like Aaron said, it's huge. Like everybody in Spain with like that has like, you know, the 10 or whatever $15 to spend does it. It's like a countrywide thing. It's like it's the second longest running, as Aaron said, but it's like the largest in terms of per capita participation in a country.
Interesting.
It's like something stupid, like over 50% of Spain participates. It's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a country of 42 million people, I think. So just imagine 20 million people all at once going to stores and buying one specific thing, like a lottery ticket. It barely happens in America.
Right. It's crazy.
Truman, that was such a bad idea.
What? Oh, it is going to be.
I watched you shake up your seltzers.
You're right. I've got a little cooler next to me. Sorry, I'm getting ready for the next. So I like to mix them up so that way I'm not actually picking at random.
Do I have to like slam this? This is like, I want to enjoy this. Like
I know, that's the issue is I want to enjoy it, but I don't make the rules, Owen. You got to slam it. All right. Slam it, and then, you know, just for you asking that if you had to slam it or not, you have to go first and tell me what your grade is on the seltzer, but only after you slam it.
All right.
Can I interject before that?
Yeah, Joe,
amazing, amazing history lesson by Aaron.
It was great.
Aaron,
excellent.
We've learned
excellent history lesson about El Gordo and the War of 1812 and whatever not. And I do have to say that the stupid way my brain works, we were talking about kids singing numbers, and I heard and all I could think about was this bit of a comedian talking about how he learned the colors in Spanish, including the final joke of Amarillo.
Yes. I'm with you. I don't know.
It's about him buying paint at Home Depot. That's how the story ends.
Right. That's a stupid. This is a story. This is the most I've ever learned on a Grub Buds episode. And of course, it's on Sud Buds.
Bub subs.
You know what? We're, you know, two seltzers in 20 minutes. We're going. We're cruising.
And I haven't eaten dinner yet, so yay.
The fourth story is going to be great. But this is one of those stupid things that I'll never forget. You know, I'm an engineer. I would love to remember a lot of things that are useful to my job, and I just don't. But I'll remember that there's a Spanish Christmas lottery called El Gordo, named after me, which is great. All right, Owen, have you finished your seltzer?
I sure have, sir.
Yes, and sorry, before we start the grading process, I would like to just apologize. There's probably going to be belches. It sounds like Joe's letting a few loose. I know I'll let a few loose, probably. The seltzers are very carbonated, plus it's alcohol. There's going to be belches, and we'll apologize. It's going to be through this whole episode. You know, we don't have good table manners. That's the episode. Owen.
We spent 4 years doing nothing but hanging out with each other. We have terrible table manners.
And drinking. All right. Yes. Owen, give me your rating out of 100 for the Bud Light Seltzer Apple
Crisp. It's quite good, but I think it could be better. The aftertaste is good, but not great. The smell is obviously a huge plus. Smells excellent. The taste is good, but the aftertaste leaves a little bit of something to desire. So I'm going to give it a solid B+ and give it an 85 out of 100.
Mm. Wow. That's high praise on Sud Buds. I gave the toasted cheddar chalupa a 85, so.
Oh, I thought you'd put that in the 90s.
I put it in the 90s for a Taco Bell item. But as far as fast food cuisine goes, it was 83, 85. It was actually pretty good.
I also have to asterisk for the last episode. I went out and got Taco Bell the next day. Chalupa, greatest thing
of
all time.
The toasted cheddar chalupa. I was encouraged to get it because you guys reviewed it, and I got it myself. I put it right about an 85, but shit was good. Shit was good.
He was not disappointed, and that's what's important here on Grub Buds. That people are not disappointed. We did not lead him astray.
Joe, what's your rating for the Apple Crisp?
I give this a solid 75. I think it's really good. Obviously, like Owen said, the smell is there. The taste, obviously, it's not as sweet as it smells, but it's still good. The aftertaste could be an area of improvement, but other than that, it's pretty good. And I also want to leave myself room for potentially higher scores out of the flavors that I know are left.
Interesting.
I give it a solid 75.
Solid 75. Owen, you're at 85. We're at an 80 average right now. I got in trouble. I didn't do the averages for the last episode, and I don't remember all the scores from the first round. So, you know what? We're going to call the first round was an average of 30.
I'm pretty sure we all agreed it was garbage, except
Aaron
gave it
a 60, and you gave it a 20, Joe gave it a 30, I gave it a 40. So I think that ends up
40 is about
45-ish.
All right.
I can write these down.
Aaron, don't think about where we're at, where we're all at right now, Aaron. Just give me your independent grade.
Well, that's tough, because I think the aftertaste is better than Owen, and I liked all of his critiques about it. I love the smell. I kind of just want to open like a ton of these in my room and see if the smell like wafts up and like it's like a candle, but like it's like beer, so I can
drink it. It would be a good candle smell.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, such a great candle smell.
Aaron needs a Bud Light Seltzer Apple Crisp candle. That's what he needs.
That's
real quick, we're on this thought. A fraternity from West Virginia got arrested, I think it was either 2 or 3 years ago, for having a party that was too big. A breathalyzer could test the air in the house for an alcohol percentage of 1.5%.
That's insane.
That's how much alcohol.
Oh my god.
It was either 0.5% or 1.5%. But the air
people
registered,
be dead?
In the air, what are you breathing?
The air registered on a breathalyzer.
They're literally taking alcohol.
They had all
of
it. It was a party where they blacked out. They locked all the windows and all the doors, like specifically so that like, everything would stay inside. and they got the heir to either it was between 0.5% and 1.5%. I think it might have been just 1%, but somewhere in there. Basically the point is the heir registered on a breathalyzer scale.
They hotboxed their house with booze.
Yeah.
That's what I'm taking away from that.
Do you know how much alcohol you need to have in a house for that to happen?
It might be the liquor talking, but like I think I'm getting drunk off the air, bro.
Yeah, seriously. But anyway, that reminded me of that. I thought it was relevant for this episode of Grubbud.
Well, honestly, that sounds like $100 worth of Everclear. That sounds like all it would take. Yeah. Oh, you'd be golden.
All right. Maybe some flaming Dr. Peppers.
Oh gosh. Yeah. All right, Aaron, what was your final score? Did I miss it or have you given it yet?
I'll give it an 89. That is my final score.
Wow, nice and high.
That's high.
All right.
High praise.
I guess I'm final on here. It's good. Trust me. That's a good seltzer. That's a good one. Unlike Owen, again, the aftertaste, I'm more with Joe. It didn't discourage me. It added to the taste of it. We had just nice spices towards the end there. It was apple on the front, spices on the finish. Just how you want it. You know, I have a pretty hard scale to hit 100 on, so I'm going to give this an 83.
Interesting. 83.
Yeah.
So we got an 85, a 75, an 89, an 83. Seems about right.
Yeah. I gotta,
that pretty much averages out to Truman's score, doesn't it? That averages to about an 83 or an 85.
Well, I'll figure it out in 2 seconds.
What was it? 83 and 89 was the last?
Yeah, honestly.
It is literally an 83. And, wow, you absolutely
and
know
this is,
what
this
the
is, f- this is meta-tasting on my part.
Yeah.
But, like, somehow you magically picked the two that I thought would work the worst.
Yeah.
In terms of a seltzer. The remaining two, Ginger Snap and Cranberry, I think are the two flavors that would work best with being a seltzer because they're both that sharp, forward flavor that don't really have an aftertaste.
I'm interested what Truman pulls in the grab bag next, and I'm ready to sprint.
You should shake it up again and see how big of a mess you can make.
I just shook it up. You missed me shook it up. This is me warming up my hands to grab out of the cooler of mysteries.
Cranberry.
Cranberry, folks. All right.
He almost ate it.
Oh, I forgot Owen's. we gotta fill some time here as Owen sprints upstairs to grab his seltzer. Let's just have some nice ASMR of opening of the sounds. For the record, if you're ever in a voice chat or somebody, or you know, for some reason you're in a Zoom call at work and have to open an alcoholic can.
Laterally?
Need to make sure to always call a comms and make sure everybody is quiet for your nice can opening. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
For example, comms.
Oh, perfect.
And in case you want a third, comms.
Oh, well that one.
That was your mic cut out.
Dude, submerge your mic in the can next time. All right. So cranberries. Okay. So to be fair, cranberry is actually
work. This is gonna slap. Yeah.
Again, I'm a nice a nice cranberry smell. Cranberry is one that's actually in other Bud Light seltzer packs. They kind of cheated and threw this one in their Christmas one as well. But let's all take a nice deep sip here, guys. Give it a go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
This works.
I mean, this one should be good. This is the bread and butter of seltzers, is something fruit. I don't know. Any seltzer that you find on the market is going to have a fruit flavor. But
well,
this one's one of the better ones out of all the fruit
ones
I've had.
Well, I'm going to interrupt. Seltzers, in my opinion, because I don't like all of them, the ones that work are where you pick a fruit that has that sharp kind of hit you in the face flavor. Mango works. Pineapple works. This cranberry works. They're all fruits that punch you in the front and then just disappear.
Yeah.
They all have no aftertaste. And here they've added a little bit of sugar, which I'm thankful for, because cranberries are a very tart taste. Boom.
Again, all of these only have 100 calories. There's two carbs. It's, you know, less than 1 gram of sugar. So I guess there's just other carbohydrates going in there.
Oh, wait, this is one that I dropped.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got a dent in my can as well. Unrelated. But, Yeah. As far as cranberry, first taste, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right.
It's a much fruitier flavor than you expect of a cranberry. I'd appreciate it if it was a little bit more sour, but I wouldn't say there's any negatives about the flavor, more of a lack of positives. Like, I wish there was a little more, but the stuff that it has isn't bad. Does that make sense?
Well, and another plus is they definitely didn't oversweeten it. They sweetened it a little bit, but they didn't crank it too far. Also, I feel like this is relevant.
All right. For the audio listeners, Joe has shown us a photo of LeBron Cranberry Sprite. Just Google LeBron Cranberry Sprite gun if you're looking for what we're talking about.
Unless that actually pulls up. Hold on.
Hey, what's Sprite Cranberry?
All right. Yeah, one Sprite Cranberry. All right. As we're finishing this off, we're not finishing.
Sorry,
anything
real off. Quick before wow. you talk. I can fill the space real quick. LeBron Cranberry Sprite gun does pull up the right image.
Yes. Trust me. Perfect. I've googled it plenty of times before.
had to re-download it multiple times.
You don't have a folder? You don't have a folder labeled LeBron Cranberry Sprite?
It's just
specifically
one
to send to your friends.
It's a folder.
It's just one photo.
That my pictures app has a favorites function, and it is the only picture that I have favorited, so that it is always at the ready.
Yeah, no. In my phone, LeBron Cranberry Sprite is in its own folder labeled LeBron Cranberry Sprite.
So. All right. That being said, let's get. We've talked about enough about LeBron Cranberry Sprite. Let's get back into some weird news. I have a story. It's actually a very dangerous story. Oh my gosh, why do I always pick the craziest counties for the names? Multnomah County in Oregon.
Oh, Multnomah, yeah, in Oregon.
Oh, of course, Multnomah.
There's a waterfall called Multnomah Falls. It's one of the most famous waterfalls on the earth.
It's Oregon. Like, I assume there's thousands of waterfalls. I don't know.
It's just a really nice waterfall. You should go there sometime.
Okay, all right. It's on the list now, especially after reading this story. But a very dangerous call as a woman in Oregon. No, sorry. It's just a regular person in Oregon. No, not that. Okay, it doesn't specify gender in Oregon of who called. Everybody's normal. I don't care what. Okay. Somebody called in to the Oregon Sheriff's Deputy Office in Multnomah County to investigate a report of a cheetah on the loose near the Oregon Zoo. Very dangerous.
What?
The caller said the animal looked like a cheetah, but did not appear to be aggressive. And big cats in this area are not uncommon. Cougars have been spotted periodically over the years, but a possible cheetah, you know, was new for the sheriffs, as quoted in a Facebook post. But the thing was, so the deputy dispatched made sure to contact the Oregon Zoo, and the Oregon Zoo said, well, we have all of our cheetahs accounted for. We counted all our big cats. We've checked the lions. We've checked the cheetahs. We've checked the other cats. The lions, the lynxes. Yeah, we've
the
checked.
Panthers.
Yes. All right. Okay. You guys can all name more big cats than I can.
The leopards.
All right. You guys are all very good at naming big cats
the
in zoos.
The wild cats.
Thank you. You're going to get muted. Sometimes I do make the rules. You're about to get muted is one of the rules. All right. So the Oregon Zoo confirmed that all of its animals are locked up in the zoo. They had no problems. So the deputy arrived, and he said that he used his ninja-like skills to sneak up on this animal to make sure he could snap a couple photos. And again, the cheetah remained unaggressive as he snuck up on it. He got really close to it to take pictures, only to realize that the cheetah was actually just a stuffed cheetah that was sitting in somebody's backyard.
Amazing. What?
Wow.
Very dangerous. Very worried. Just a big cat in someone's backyard. It was just a stuffed animal. The deputy is fine. Everybody is fine. The Oregon Zoo didn't let somebody out. Great. Great job. Great job by everybody.
The Oregon Zoo is actually pretty nice. I've actually been to that zoo. It's actually a well-constructed zoo.
You know what I've never heard anybody say about a zoo? My zoo is dog shit. I hate my zoo. Nobody's ever said, oh, I always, St. Louis is the best free zoo around. Kansas City Zoo, I just love it. I went to the Zoo Manhattan. Even I was like, you know, it's kind of nice. There's a little less crowds. The Omaha Zoo is supposed to be the best zoo in the world. I've never heard anybody say, you know what? That zoo, absolute shit. Don't go to it. Never. I want somebody to tell me. Somebody message me and tell me that the zoo around them or a zoo they've been to is bad. Because I've never heard it before. The big cat retreat. I bet it's awesome. Yeah. There's lions walking around. I don't care. I'm just telling you. Nobody's ever said a zoo is bad. That's my issue here.
Well,
I'm on to you, big zoo. What?
Didn't somebody get bit at Carol Baskin's zoo? And
the lions don't walk up to them. I don't. You know.
You're telling me, Aaron, that at a petting zoo with lions, that someone got bit. I'm shocked.
I'm not sure it was a petting zoo. I think it was just. You know what? Why are you putting your arms that close to lions? That's my question. Why are you putting anything that close to lions?
She still lets some of her patrons pet the lions.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
You've accepted. You're dumb. You deserve to get bit by a lion. You know what I'm not doing? Hopping in the den with the lions. You deserve it.
Dude, I was swimming with alligators and lost my arm to an alligator. Wow. Shocked.
What is it, the story about the snake that bites the person after it healed it and said, I'm still a snake. You know what? They're still a lion. Don't go to a lion cage. Expect to have no negative repercussions. What? I went and hung out with the lions? I got bit by a lion? Yeah, that's what lions do, man.
Feels about right.
I have a clarifying question about your story. So they didn't say who placed the stuffed cheetah where... It was, they didn't give any other detail based on where this stuffed cheetah came from.
No. Nope. There was absolutely no fingerprints ran on this stuffed cheetah prank. Absolutely. No investigation afterwards. The deputy was quoted as saying, of course, it sat there dumbfounded that I was able to get so close for a couple of photos. Turns out it was a stuffed animal. That was a quote from an actual law enforcement individual. Who is like, I'm so close to this cheetah that I'm supposed to be looking at that I'll just take pictures.
In an actual news article.
You're like, let me provide this comment.
Of course.
It's bonkers.
Sometimes freaking journalists, man, you gotta think like, man, what do we gotta write about today? And they look at their possible stories and they're like, trash can tips over. House has termites. Oh, stuffed cheetah in backyard makes someone call police. I guess that's our only option, folks.
Right.
I mean, okay, so a fun story real quick before we start grading into this cranberry seltzer is one time we did call the police on what was basically our cat. So basically there was like a criminal loose around my house that I grew up in a undisclosed city. And we were all hanging out in the backyard on like a summer evening and we saw this car just fucking barrel into a cul-de-sac that we could see the backyard of. We're like, that's kind of odd. And we're like, we should call the police. So we call the police. We're like, hey, do you guys have any like outstanding criminals that are running away from the police? And they're like, we don't, but you should call this city that you also kind of live in. And I was like, okay, cool. We called them. They're like, yeah. Do you know where he went? We're like, yeah, we just saw him barrel into a cul-de-sac over here, bud. And they're like, cool, go inside and lock your doors. And we're like, all right. And one of my parents, in getting inside, forgot to close the garage door. And we're like, oh, shit. And all we can hear is stuff like rattling around inside the garage. So basically, I had to call the cops and be like, yo, can you come and clear out our garage for us? We think there's a criminal in there. And the cops come there, gun drawn. We can hear them because we're upstairs. And we can hear the cops yell, you know, blah, 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 PD. Put your arms up. Come out if you're inside the garage. We've got you surrounded. And nobody comes out of the garage. And they go in there. And eventually they knock on the door. They're like, yo, this is the police. We're here to tell you that it was your fucking cat. Your cat was knocking stuff over in the garage. We're like, awesome. Can you guys just close the garage door as we hide our faces in shame? That would be great.
Just close the door behind you.
So that's my story. Owen, what do you rate this cranberry seltzer as I have to finish chugging it after telling that story?
Yeah,
also, by the way, boys, we're about... No, you got to jug it. You gotta chug it, then give us some.
I understand that I have to chug it. I'm just saying that I was reporting to you that I'm about half full.
Does anybody have a joke they want to tell for 20 seconds while me and Owen chug our seltzers to give grades on them?
That would be Aaron and Joe.
Oh, no. So, one time, I won my soccer game this past weekend.
Salute.
That's not a joke, Aaron.
I'll drink to that. Aaron's soccer career is a joke, though. Game.
It was a joke of a game.
Aaron, you're saying it wrong. 9-3. You said you run 9-3, right?
Yeah, 9-3.
Yeah, so the other team is the joke. That's what you should have gone with. They gave up 9 goals.
Here.
For the record, anybody looking to get into drinking, the colder the drink is, the harder it is to chug it. If anybody ever asks you to shotgun it, while you're waiting to shotgun, throw it in your back pocket. That's a little pro move for shotgunning.
Back pocket.
That's a pro tip. r/LPC.
Yeah, super life pro tip. So it says, hey man, you want a shotgun? And you see them pull it out of the cooler and hand it to you. And the cooler was, and you hear a sound because they're pulling it out of ice and water. Say no. Say no, or that's going to be the worst. 2 seconds if you're good. About 20 seconds if you're bad of your life.
Honestly, if you're at any party, always throw a beer in your back pocket. It won't get much warmer than it is, and you won't have to go grab your own beer. Just leave a beer in your back pocket,
or have your school sponsored fanny pack they gave away for free at a basketball game. Also, good place to put a beer.
It seems oddly specific. Let's get moving, Owen. What's your cranberry score?
Beer sling.
Ooh, like a child, but alcohol.
So
I like
this.
It.
This seltzer, obviously, I've had it before. I'm a fan of the Bud Light Seltzer.
Yes. Sure.
But I don't. This isn't. The Apple Crisp was special. It was. It was very good, which is why I got the 85. But the cranberry, I think it leaves a little bit to be desired. So I'm gonna give it a 70. I think it's good. It could be better. So I'm just gonna plop a 70 on it.
Plop a 70. All right, not terrible. Not terrible. Not bad. Understandable. Joe, what's your rating for this cranberry seltzer?
Well, obviously it has a much different flavor profile. Sorry. Breaking out my word bank of wine words. It because it's so different, you can't really judge it against the apple one. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it goes together better is what I want to say. So, like, the apple, it had all the different flavors. It smelled sweet, and then it tasted like apple and had the spices that trailed off. This is just smells like cranberry, tastes like cranberry. You want a Sprite cranberry.
Right.
Exactly. You drink it, you're like, this is exactly what it said on the can. It's sweetened, I feel like, just the right amount. Doesn't have a terrible aftertaste. Hides the flavor of the seltzer perfectly. I give this an 80.
Okay, fair enough.
Refilling the cooler there, bud.
I mean, honestly, if you've had four seltzers in 40 minutes to an hour, you've got to keep drinking at that point.
You got to hit 8. You got to be in it to win it.
All right, Aaron.
My parents. Yeah. So my parents. What I was gonna say is my parents asked me if I was coming home today, and I was like, I don't think I'll be home.
Maybe not today.
Yeah.
Just tell them to listen to the podcast on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you find your podcasts.
I'll let them know that is a possibility that they can do.
Of course.
So, yeah, with this cranberry, to be honest, I cheated. I have to admit that. I cheated a little bit, and I saved a little bit of my apple crisp because I was like, apple cran juice. That's one of my favorite juices. So
get it out of here.
Give it a try. Give it a try. And let us know. Science.
For science. Yes. And so I saved it, hoping that it would help a little bit. It did not. I was just making sure. I don't know why I did that. But anyway, so cranberry. Cranberry is not my favorite. But it does taste like cranberry. It smells like cranberry. It does everything that it needs. I agree with Joe, but yeah, I'm gonna have to give it a 62.
62. Okay.
Understandable. If you don't like cranberry, that's fair.
Mine's fairly simple. I'll tell you what. The first time I went through and drank, I saved my extra ones, but I'd already drank 6 or 7 out of this pack. And my first time through, I thought apple crisp was bad, and I thought cranberry was way better. But upon the second time through, you know what? Apple crisp was at 83. I'm going to put cranberry at a nice 77. I think it's one of the better fruit seltzers that you can have. I think it's a great flavor. I think it's genius to put it into a seltzer. But I don't think it's better than apple crisp. I mean, honestly, the second time around, I was tasting those extra spices and all that stuff. You know, whether or not it was because I had already had a shot in a seltzer or whatever. But you know what? I'm with it. 77.
So, Truman, with your score of 77, Aaron's score of 62, Joe's score of a solid 80, and my score of a even 70, that brings us to a 72 overall for the cranberry seltzer. Do you think that's fair?
I think that's fine. I think that's a fine place to put the cranberry seltzer.
For reference, the apple crisp was an 83 overall, and the peppermint was a 41.
That sounds about that right. Also, Truman, how much do you think you liking the apple crisp this time came from you having just tasted the peppermint one?
That's
which
a good
is
point.
As
That's
as we've
point.
Apparently discovered is the shit flavor.
I still think apple crisp is the best one so far. I think
yeah,
that's all of us that have given apple crisp the high score. So looking at my stats, the only person that has given the apple crisp a lower score than the cranberry is Joe. And that's because Joe really likes the cranberry.
Douchebag. All right.
I think it goes together.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying is that I don't think that the apple crisp high score is artificially inflated by the peppermint.
Yeah.
All right, Owen.
Even though you can't ignore, if we're looking at research statistics, that we all drank the peppermint flavor directly before drinking the apple flavor.
Sure, man, sure. I don't think anything about that peppermint flavor could have gotten better.
It's at least a global mindset, so all four of us should theoretically be affected equally.
But we should all four theoretically pop this tab in sequence.
It's Discord, so all right. Owen, then Joe, then Aaron, then me. All right, ready? Owen, go.
All right, ready? Can I get a comms, please?
Nice.
Pretty solid, boys.
Not terrible.
Upon smelling, that smells really spicy. It's really strong.
This is about to, I feel like this is about to be worse than the cranberry and apple for some reason.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, and do you think
smell.
That mayo is spicy?
I'm actually optimistic.
No, Truman. Oh. Mayo
I'm
is
sorry,
an instrument.
Describing it as spicy is so funny. Okay, all right.
It smells like
joke.
Ginger
all right,
with
just,
an added spice. Let's go
all right,
with that.
A quick, nice, fat sip, and then we'll get into Owen's story.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's definitely ginger.
You know? That's not bad.
Is this what actual ginger snaps taste like? I've never had a ginger snap in my life.
You know,
sorry, the last flavor
said that
is
this
ginger
is what it
snap, by
like,
the way.
I believe him. You know, it's not. I was afraid that it was going to be too sharp, but we can get into that later because I'm going to talk about my new story.
Okay,
So I actually have two, and I'm sorry to interject with two, but I'm going to cheat a little bit. The first news story, it's real quick, 2 second news story. The Pittsburgh Steelers are down 0-17 to the Cincinnati Bengals at halftime.
Oh no!
What?
The Bengals are leading the Steelers 17-0 at half. That's the first story. Laugh as you may, the Bengals got 2 touchdowns in the second quarter and a field goal in the first to open the scoring.
Oh, no. But hey, if you like more, if you like more sports stuff, don't forget to listen to Dom. That's True. Also found on whatever platform you're listening to this.
Yeah,
on.
We'll be discussing that
I
tomorrow.
You said we weren't advertising,
especially
that
with Ryan Finley throwing 5 of 8 for 75 yards with a touchdown is good enough for 17 points against the Steelers.
Damn, Ryan Allen, that's
wow.
Insane. All right, Owen, damn. Give me your news story.
Yes. Going into better news, definitely less funny news, but still kind of humorous.
Oh?
So this is from Rio Linda, California. So this is about a man who was trying to do some good in his community. He was actually delivering candy to children in his community. He was flying on a powdered parachute. He was delivering candy canes specifically to children in his community, dressed as Santa, of course, because this was actually a news story from today, the 21st of December. And unfortunately, Santa got caught in some power lines while delivering candy canes to children on a parachute. So, yeah, Santa found himself a little more tied up than usual this time of year. A Northern California man impersonating Santa Claus flying on a powered parachute was rescued yesterday, after becoming entangled in power lines. So I just thought this was too good of a story to pass up. This man took off from a nearby airfield, and he was going to parachute in dressed as Santa, delivering candy canes to children in his community. And unfortunately for Santa, as you can see on the picture, he had, you know, a little buggy with a big old fan behind him that he was going to use to paraglide across and drop candy canes to kids. Unfortunately, drove directly into some power lines and was rescued. Fortunately for the man, uninjured. Obviously, hitting power lines is very dangerous. This man appeared to hit power lines directly next to a transformer.
Extra dangerous.
More dangerous. But, yeah, he flew into a maze of power lines and wound up suspended in them, a Federal Aviation Administration spokesman told KCRA-TV.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so the issue is that every aspect of this story raises more questions.
That's exactly what
okay,
I was at.
You know what I've never met in my life? Is a child that gave a shit how it met Santa Claus or how Santa Claus was doing anything. So, first off, why do you feel the need to actually fly? It'll be fine if you walk around as Santa Claus and give out candy canes. Also,
if you're flying by... a paraglider, you wouldn't use the paraglider?
It's not a paraglider! Look at that picture!
This is a powered paraglider.
There's no way this man owns a paraglider, because how did he end up in power lines if he's so bad at owning the paraglider? Or a parachute, or whatever it is. That is bonkers to me.
Yeah, the man chose to remain unidentified. But it was red, white, and blue, obviously, the parachute was.
America.
And
nice.
Luckily, he was rescued. But, you know, I just thought the story was too good to pass up. He does have a pretty good-looking Santa suit. Is wearing a helmet. No beard, obviously, because he's a moron. I'm also confused as why you would choose think about it.
You're ruining my immersion.
Think about it. You meet Santa and he's dropping candy canes from a parachute. That's pretty damn cool. I would be hyped if I was a little kid in Rio Linda, California.
But why? I mean, you're hoping that the child... But then the children believe that you're actually Santa Claus. All the mall Santas and every other Santa gets away with just being... oh, well, I'm Santa's helper. I'm just at the mall. I'm helping him out, dude. I'm going to let him know. I'm not the real Santa Claus. But the issue is that once you're flying, you're real Santa Claus. Some children watched real Santa Claus almost die.
Well, Truman,
that's my concern.
That makes it all the better. That makes it easier for the parents, Truman.
Well,
You should want this.
Presents anymore. Santa Claus is dead, and we killed him.
He ran into power lines, and it's your fault because you wanted candy.
This means that Santa Claus is immortal because he survived running into power lines.
Yeah, Truman.
Like, I think that's what you have to take away.
How was he dropping off candy to these kids? Are you chucking it down from where you're flying from?
The news story is like three paragraphs long.
I see the news story.
Explain the motive.
I need to know the motive. Were kids hanging out below Santa Claus and he was throwing candy canes down? Or was he just flying to the next spot for a publicity article? There's so much dumb about this article.
This article is from the California Highway Patrol. That means some fucking intern wrote this article, and he didn't want to. This thing is literally, like I said,
see it. I
five
see it.
Paragraphs long.
I've been an intern that would have to write this article for a street service or something, or for a street construction service. But I'm just telling you, there's so many questions that this article does not answer, and
you
that's
know,
my
gonna
issue.
I'm going to quote New Zealand Today, and my first question is more questions.
You know, okay. So for the record, if you believe in Santa, let's all cut the podcast off right now. But if you're an adult and you don't believe in Santa and you're letting your child listen to a drinking podcast where we say many cuss words, where there was fellatio jokes made earlier in the podcast, I have more questions for you. But just in case, this is your warning to turn it off before we talk about this. But I'm very confused by insisting on how real that Santa is right now. And why we are flying around in paragliding. Maybe at some point you're like, you know what? Maybe if we just rode around in the sleigh. Because the reindeer are fake. He's not got reindeer. And then it's, where's Rudolph? Everything about this is an issue. Everything about this Santa Claus is a problem for more Santa Clauses. I don't know, man. I have a lot of questions.
Oh, wait, hold on real quick. I'd like to interject with one more thing about the Steelers real quick. I was making sure Twitter knows that I'm currently participating in the Grub Buds podcast, obviously.
Of course.
So Pro Football Focus tweeted a tweet that said, put this on TikTok. And it's a short video of Juju Smith-Schuster getting absolutely lit up by the Bengals defense and fumbling the ball. And I would just like to know that that video exists and you can all look for it.
All right. I would just like you to know, Joe, you're dead to me. No.
I mean, without turning it, clean two fingers, that bitch is turned.
All right. Sorry. That's a throwback to... No, you poured it into a glass, Aaron, so you don't count. Is your drink still in the can?
It's around here.
All right, show me your can real quick, Aaron.
My can?
Yeah, show me just the top of the can. Show me the top of the can real quick. Oh, no. Oh, wait,
no
he ripped. No, all right, that's fine. All right, Owen, I believe, unfortunately, again, as much as we could have stalled with your ridiculous Santa Claus story, we have to chug the final seltzer here. Four seltzers in about an hour.
This one's literally three quarters full, and I want you to know that.
Trust me, I believe it. I was too busy yelling about this ridiculous Santa Claus stuck in power line story to drink my seltzer. Let's all do a quick chug. Joe, tell us a fun story while we all chug it real quick, and then you can chug it out.
So one time I was on top of a mountain and it started to rain below me because I was in a cloud. And then I drove down the mountain while still being in the cloud.
What mountain?
So my car, Pike's Peak. So my car is literally frosted. It's frosted over. And then I defrost my car. And as I'm driving down Pike's Peak, it starts raining. Because I drove out of the cloud that the rain was coming from.
That's pretty interesting.
And then I fucked your mom. Wait, yeah. No, I can't say that.
Deborah Mantooth is a saint. I hate you. Hey, she's a nice lady. You know her. She's very nice.
Joe, you know what that reminds me of? Do any of you guys follow...
You both my parents. They're very nice people. What are we doing here?
Do you guys follow LOL I Know on TikTok?
All right. No, I don't download Chinese government apps on my phone. Sorry, that's my bad.
Oh, well, it's the kid that does the I'm triggered! That kid.
Yes, sure.
Basically, this kid has a TikTok.
We gotta finish up the podcast here, guys.
He's like, you know what I did last night? And the dude's like, don't you say it! Don't you say it! It was like, we were talking about your drinking problem, John. About how it's destroying your family. And then he goes into this whole, like, minute and a half long rant about this obviously it was him, you know, because he's in the TikTok. He's the only one filming it. But about how his drinking problem is destroying his family. And at the very end of the end of the video, he goes, "And then we had sex, B."
All right, hilarious. Finish your goddamn seltzer. Give me a rate. Stop talking about TikTok. Goddamn Zoomers. Okay, actual, can't talk about nothing except for TikTok. I'm angry. What is it?
All right,
what
actual funny story. I'm moving this dude into his new apartment in Albuquerque. And we go over there to check after he had gone over doing something, and we can't find his cat. So he comes home over lunch. He also can't find his cat. To find out. We have, like, enlisted the help of security at the apartment complex. I don't know. That might not actually happen. Somebody else took care of it. Come to find out, the cat was hiding under the cupboards. It had found a little gap in, like, the little flooring bit that hides the empty space underneath your drawers. And it had crawled into there. And we all just laughed and pointed because...
Very funny story. Very funny story about random man in Albuquerque. Very funny joke. All right, Owen, give me your ginger snap seltzer rating.
I'm on the same page as the cranberry. On flavor wise, I think it's a little bit worse than the cranberry. I still think it's good. But, you know, judging off my cranberry score of 70, I have to give it a worse score because I think the cranberry is a little bit better. So I'm gonna hit the ginger snap with a 67.
67, interesting. So you said it's worse than the cranberry and the apple crisp.
Yeah, but it's not terrible. But because I gave the cranberry a 70, I have to give it a slightly worse score. So I'm gonna go with the 67.
Interesting. All right, Joe.
I don't know what it is, but the flavor did not. I didn't like it. Obviously not as much as the peppermint patty, but I got to give it a 50.
Wow.
Because like I said, ginger feels like the perfect flavor that would go with seltzer. And it does. And either it's because I've already drank three of these, or something about the fact that my mom puts ginger in everything. It's interesting. It's not as appealing. Maybe it's because it's sweet and not just like pure ginger. The snap part is apparently very strong. But yeah, I gotta give this a 50.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Wow. Aaron. Wow. This is the rating we're all waiting on.
So I have to let you know, in the podcast, know everybody listening, I'm a huge lightweight. I am 175 pounds of pure skeletal muscle mass.
I mean, I'm double that, and I'm feeling it right now.
That doesn't help you, Aaron. That should make you less of a lightweight.
If you're a muscle.
No, I thought that was on like... I am
fat helps average. You. Muscle does not help you.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, well, exactly. So I struggle with multiple alcoholic drinks within an hour. So I'm pretty drunk right now.
And yeah, we've done four.
Yeah.
Like this... This one, like, I'm kind of like... With the taste, like I'm not really like tasting it. I don't know if that's like a bad thing, but like yeah, I'm not getting a whole lot of taste from it. I don't know if that's because I'm like pretty drunk or not. So I'm gonna give it a 60%. I don't want to put it below the cranberry because I think it might be better than that, but I'm not getting a whole lot.
So Aaron, just
general.
To be clear, you gave this. You said you don't want to put it below. But you put it 39 points below the cranberry score. I just like to bring this to your attention.
No, that was I gave the apple crisp.
Oh, my mistake. You're right. You gave it 2 points below. That's
and
consistent.
That was 29 points.
You're
that,
even
that's a fine
you're even
start.
Running your math wrong. That would have been 99 if it was 39 points below.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
how many seltzers have you? How many seltzers have you had in an hour? All right. I've also so final score 60 out of 160. You know what?
60.
Again,
I don't think this is fair.
Again, I'm going to preface this with I had a seltzer. I've had all these seltzers before, and I thought Ginger Snap was the best one out of this group. Upon re-drinking, I don't know. I want to put it above cranberry.
So all of our
but cranberry was so good. I'm going to put it. What?
All of our scores right now, if you continue with your 60. Put the ginger snap at an aggregate score of 59.
Interesting. I'm actually going to put the ginger snap at an aggregate score of, at a score for me as 75.
See, I think that's fair. I think that's more around where it should be.
So I think that's a, I think it's a good seltzer. I would drink it like normally. I would drink cranberry, ginger snap, and apple crisp normally. Peppermint patty, I'm never drinking again in my entire life ever. Fuck that one, man.
12 pack of this shit and just throw out three of them.
75 brings the ginger snap to a 63. I think that's better.
Right, because I think overall that puts us. I, and this might have been the ranking that everybody honestly did was apple crisp,
mm-hmm.
cranberry,
yep,
ginger snap,
yep,
peppermint patty. Is that where we've all got our four rankings?
I believe yep. as an average, yes. Aaron, I would put cranberry. I would put cranberry above apple, but other than that, yes.
Yep.
Whoa.
That's it. Joe's the only one that put apple crisp below cranberry.
I'm shocked.
For everybody else,
you're the one who loved apple. I'm shocked by how much.
No, you no, yeah. Obviously, I do love it. I gave it a score of, what, 80?
Yeah, yeah.
No, 75, because I wanted to leave room. But you drink the cranberry, and that's just such a complete flavor profile. It's cranberry, and that's it. Whereas the apple one is like, you got the apple, you got the spices. You're
right.
There's still a hint of seltzer in there.
Right.
Right, yeah. Joe, I agree with you, but I just like the apple flavor better than you.
Yeah, which is completely valid.
But like I said, I think your scores were fair. I believe your scores were fair.
All right.
But yeah, so just to run through the scores again, just for overall. So the peppermint got a 41 overall with a 65 from Aaron, a 42 from me, a 32 from Joe, and a 25 from Truman, ending up at a 41 overall. The apple crisp got an 85 from me, a 75 from Aaron, and a 75 from Joe, excuse me, an 89 from Aaron, and an 83 overall from Truman, ending up at an 83 overall. The cranberry got a 70 from me, an 80 from Joe, a 62 from Aaron, and a 77 from Truman, ending up at a 72 overall. And the ginger snap got a 67 from me, a 50 from Aaron, a 50 from Joe, a 60 from Aaron, and a 75 overall from Truman, ending up at a 63, giving us an order of apple crisp, cranberry, ginger snap, and pepper snap, and peppermint.
With peppermint patty.
Hell yeah.
Peppermint
with
patty.
Peppermint being 20 points lower than the closest one.
So what you're saying is we all kind of agreed that the three that aren't peppermint patty are pretty good.
Yes.
Correct. And then peppermint patty can go die in a hole.
Absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Aaron partially inflated the peppermint score with his score of 65 personally.
Right.
Idiot.
But
I continue to think
that a peppermint patty paired with a nice Christmas dessert will give the palate something to.
We definitely need a palate cleanser at this point in our life.
Right now, for sure. Taste the peppermint patty, you would be able to do it because it was that bad.
Sorry. I just watched Owen
right
now. Explode.
Truman, right now, think about the taste of the peppermint patty. I bet you can taste it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Dog
Truman,
shit.
Taste the cranberry right now.
Yeah, sure.
Can you do it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
It's not as defined as the peppermint. Peppermint was the worst one. It's the most defined because it's terrible.
Most defined? The most defined flavor is probably the peppermint actually, apple crisp and then peppermint patty. But the peppermint patty is a very defined flavor, but it's a flavor I did not want to drink at all.
Yeah, I'm there.
It is a flavor that knows what it is, and it's bad.
Right.
So, defined flavors, sure. Okay, let's wrap this up. We've got to wrap this up. Joe, is there anything you would like to shout out? Give a quick, you know, can we follow you? Do you want people following you? You want your opinions out there? What do you want, man?
If you go and look me up anywhere, chances are it's Booty Boy. Go for it.
B-O-U-T-T-E-B-O-Y.
Boy. Yes,
yes,
boy.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
And I have to break the seal, so let's hurry this up.
That's about where I'm at. Aaron, is there anywhere that you would like to, is anything you want to shout out or anywhere we'd like to find you? You don't have to, but we always give you the opportunity to.
Right. You know, I'm in the same boat. So A Galloway 7, you can follow me there.
A G A L L O W A Y.
A-W-A-Y. All A's. If there's a vowel in my name, it's an A, except if it's a Y. I don't know how that works.
Except
anyway.
If it's the O. except if it's the one O in his name.
What a great podcast we're running here, boys.
So, yeah, I had a lot of fun. And then there, I do a lot of stuff with a nonprofit. Make sure to support your local communities in any way that you can support them. That's all I want to say.
Very nice.
Good,
very
you know, very nice. Very nice, especially around this holiday season. Owen, where can we find you?
As normal, per the usual joint with the Steam Machine, my name is Owen Dom. You can find me at twitch.tv/domination7. That's DAHMINATION 7. And you can find me on Twitter at Owen Gosh Domit for the time being. That's OwenGoshDamit for a total of Owen Gosh Domit. That's where you can find me. I will be changing my Twitter handle soon, but for now, that's what you got.
Great. And of course, I've been Truman Steen. You can find me at twitch.tv/steammachine, STEEHNMACHINE. You can find me at Steen Machine at this. You find me Twitch and Twitter by the same name, Steen Machine. I'm not going to get into all the betting stuff. Watch the sports podcast, Dom. That's true. We film live film live on Tuesdays. And again, we film this live on Mondays. Monday, Tuesdays are podcast days. Twitch.tv/Steam Machine. Even Friday, we do a show, Steam vs. Machine. Again, it's more sports stuff. If you like sports stuff, Tuesdays and Fridays. You like food stuff, it's on Mondays. Twitch.tv/Steam Machine. I promote the stuff on Twitter, sometimes on Facebook, mostly on Snapchat. It's my best one. Boys, I appreciate you being here. You know, once you've had 4 seltzers in an hour, you got to keep going. So,
yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
We're rolling on. But,
a ginger snap.
No, this is a pineapple. I already drank through all the ginger snaps. Again, I appreciate everybody being here. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. You've made it this far. We will see you, you know, it might not be tomorrow. Next week. I don't know if we'll always do next week. But again, we'll see you tomorrow. If you're listening, Dom, that's true. Listen to all the podcasts, baby. Yeah, whatever he said. Sure.
Aaron, you were trying to say la mañana.
All right. Yes. You know what? We'll let them argue about it. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you. Bye. Thanks for... Bye. What is it? Sudbuds? This is Sudbuds. Wait, you got to say bye. All right. See you guys.
Yo,
never.
Bye. We got to do the thing.
Bye.
What is the thing?
Tanner's going to be mad if I don't do the thing.
You can do the thing.
We've had enough of this nonsense.